Next, a story of the arts and community. It's about a group in Minnesota that aims to take dance to new places. Its name is To Dance. Special correspondent Fred DeSam-Lazaro tells its story.
To Dance's location, a rusty but recovering urban neighborhood, fits with its founder's goal to put a new face on dance. For Yuri Sands and Tony Pierce Sands, it's been an unusual journey to get to this corner of St. Paul.
Go! Go! Cross! Reach out! Catch, go! Woo!
Each rose to prominence in the 90s, seeming to reach the pinnacle of storybook careers with New York's Alvin Ailey Dance Company. Yuri Sands grew up breakdancing on Miami streets, took ballet as an elective in public school, and at 20 was invited to join Ailey's troupe. Tony Pierce grew up in Minnesota, where her mother enrolled her in dance school at 6, was eventually hired by Ailey, moved to Europe, was married for a time, and had a son, then returned again to Ailey.
I remember seeing Tony and Yuri both as dancers, and they are two of the nation's best dancers.
Ben Johnson, director of the Northrop Dance Center at the University of Minnesota, says the pair stands out for their wide repertoire. Johnson specifically recalls Tony Pierce Sands performing a piece called Cry by Alvin Ailey, one of the 20th century's giants of modern dance.
He created this piece to celebrate all mothers and women throughout the world, and only a very elite few dancers are allowed to perform this particular solo. And that's the piece that I first saw Tony Pierce perform. And Yuri, in the same way, I remember exactly the first time I ever saw him perform again with Alvin Ailey, American Dance Theater. He's considered one of the most exquisite movers and one of the most beautiful dancers.
Tony Pierce returned home from New York again in 1999 for what she intended to be a short visit.
My family was helping take care of my son at the time. So I came back to Minnesota with all intentions, you know, to rebound with my family and then go back to New York, where Yuri then shows up at the door and says, "Let's stay in Minnesota."
It may have seemed counterintuitive at first, but the Twin Cities, known for a thriving art scene and enjoying a renaissance in dance, offered new opportunities to carve out a niche.
There have been a lot of work already done in the dance world, as well as room and space to welcome in new ideas and new visions for dance here in the Twin Cities.
In 2004, the couple began To Dance, named after Tony and Yuri's first initials. The company has regularly sold out larger and larger venues. What makes them stand apart is how many styles they incorporate into their programs.
What I've noticed over the past 5 years as a company is the evolution of the range of their work and how they're one of the few companies that sort of within their own work spans so many different kinds of styles, from classical ballet to modern dance to contemporary performance to urban dance.
You know, one thing that's important and for the diversity of the work that we do is for the dancers that work with the company to actually bring their experiences, their own personal experiences, because it's all of these different components that ultimately help us create this sort of unique synergy, the uniqueness of the work that defines To Dance.
That's right.
Yuri Sands choreographs most of the company's works. His first evening-long piece was called Sensibility. It's an exploration of all five senses and the elements. He described it to the local PBS program, Minnesota Original.
For instance, there is air and touch, there is water taste, fire sight, earth and smell, sound, ether. Tony and Marciano are doing a duet, and that's air and touch.
For those in the 11-member company, like David Rue and Eva Mohn, working here is a departure in both style and mindset. They say To Dance is not about competition, not just geared to a glorious performance.
For me, performance is such a small part of why I dance, and actually probably the least significant.
Really?
Yeah, and I feel I wouldn't have said that a few years ago.
I love the process of creating work and the process of rehearsing work, the process of taking class, and then the performance is just another part of that process instead of this Mount Olympus that we're all trying to climb up to.
TuDance's founders say they want to give opportunities to a wider diversity of students.
My sister and I dance at Minnesota Dance Theater. And at that point, we were kind of the only two young dancers of color. And after leaving and coming back, so much had grown here in the Twin Cities and in St. Paul in terms of dance and the community and the dancers, but there was something that did not change, which was dancers of color.
However, it doesn't mean that we're trying to do some social service or make sure that, you know, kind of like everybody can just kind of like dance and we're going to, excuse the phrase, kind of like dumb it down. That's not what we're doing.
Right, your knees are going to open, you got to keep your sits bones up, still have to maintain flat back, right? He's like, why is he bothering me today? I haven't been in class. That's what you get.
To give them that access, TuDance works closely with local schools. Those who are invited, like 17-year-old Dominic Dates, face a mixture of grueling practice and tolerance, technical proficiency, and individuality.
They teach you what they want you to do, but you do it how you want to do it. So, I mean, you can make whatever they teach you, yours.
Yeah,
your own flavor.
High school senior Emmanuel Thomas joined TuDance from another dance school.
I come to two and my teachers, I'm like, oh wow, she has curves like me. Somebody in the company, she has a curve. Well, I have a curve. And their skin is like mine. And I really understood, like, if they can make it, then there's no excuse for me.
The idea is that as performers, as artists, as students, that we are representing our audience, our community, the people, the watchers. It's deep, but it's kind of simple for us, you know?
Less simple is raising the money to run a nonprofit dance company in school to offer scholarships so students can study there for years. TuDance's annual budget is just $450,000. Still, Tony Pierce Sands at 50 and Yuri Sands at 38 say they are looking forward to the legacy phase of their careers, sharing and giving back to an art form that transformed their lives.